Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Somebody puts on the chat, and this guy chats in before, but he says, I can't understand how people on this radio station can be so negative on the Heat and positive on the Dolphins. Negative on the team that actually competes for championships. Who's negative on the Heat?
I agree. I'm with you, Texer. I'm with
you. Shy Johnson, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That doesn't resonate with me. I'm a believer, but admittedly, I was wrong on the Dolphins. Like, I admitted... Going into the season, I thought the Dolphins were going to be a good team. They weren't. I admittedly was wrong. All I said about the Dolphins, about the Heat to Sylvie in the last segment, was that they're unremarkable. And when I say unremarkable, I'm not saying that they're not good. I'm saying they don't have a big name villain, character, charismatic leader. I mean, you got to admit, Bam Adebayo is not charismatic. Norman Powell's not charismatic.
Are you talking about Bam Adebayo, who's in the most adorable relationship with the WNBA's biggest superstar?
Who kept the relationship secret for over a year because he's not charismatic doesn't want the eyeballs on him.
Can he get Asia to play 14, 15 minutes a night for us?
We could use her rebounding. That's a good point.
No, I don't think that's fair at all.
It's realistic on both sides. The Dolphins aren't doing it, and the Heat aren't going to do it. Salada just doesn't want to admit it. That's the problem.
Let me give you, because we have Lee Sterling joining us this hour, and I want to do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, even though there's no Dolphins game this weekend. 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored is brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com.
Let's a lot of run back to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored from yesterday. You love it.
Have you ever wondered why we call it the gridiron?
What? I haven't, but I don't know why, though.
And don't you think it'd be fascinating to learn about it?
I don't, because I figure like I would have learned about it in my 55 years. I'm 56 on Monday, by the way. 56 bleeping years old. I'm closer to 60 than 50 on Monday.
You look good.
For 70.
You look great. Look at you.
I used to tell my wife.
Was 63.
I used to tell my wife at 30. I go, listen, I don't look good for 30, but at 40. I'm going to look much better. And then when we get to 40, I go, you know what? I don't look great for 40, but for 50, I'm like, and now all of a sudden I'm like, you know, for 56, I may not look great, but when I'm 60, I'm going to look better than most 60-year-olds. No, I feel like I would have questioned why it's called the gridiron. I'm guessing you did this yesterday, so I don't really want to relitigate it because it seems like it went over like my day at Epcot Center.
Let's just say there wasn't a single person who enjoyed yesterday's 50 minutes of Game Day Uncensored.
That's what you prepared?
I prepared. This wasn't me just I prepared the entire history of why it's called the gridiron, why they instituted hash marks in the football field or on the football field. I was fascinated by this, and I thought everybody else.
Hash marks, I mean, it connotes where the yard is rather than having.
You could learn a little something.
He had an eighth grade science project presentation with questions leading into answers. Hey, Crowder, do you know what year the hash mark was invented? No, when? Huh. Okay, so in 1906.
I was fascinated by this. Just a TLDR.
Give me like, I mean.
A TLDR.
Like really TLDR.
Before hash marks.
It's already too long.
They would just spot the ball anywhere. Wherever the play ended, they'd spot the ball.
Right.
So if you ran out of bounds, they'd spot the ball.
Oh, at the
actual sideline.
Oh.
So now the play had to be on the other side. Literally, the offensive line would line up on the other side. The forward pass, when they originally instituted it, legalized it, couldn't be 5 yards or longer. It had to be within 5 yards. Hmm. So the entire NFL field was painted five yards, which is why it was called a grid.
Oh.
And they turned it into the gridiron.
Why iron?
Well, I don't know.
All right. Yeah. Interesting. You know, cars used to take leaded gasoline. I mean, everything just kind of progresses, but that's fine. Here's what I had for you. Here's what I had for you. And by the way, I kept doing in the 2 o'clock hour, calling it Epcot Center, mm-hmm. and no one bit.
I purposely didn't bite, and some guy tweeted you.
Some guy tweeted at me because I was trying to lay that bait out there so you would go, you know it's not Epcot Center, and it hasn't been, because I know it's just called Epcot, and I kept putting it out there, and nobody bit, and I just tried to do it again, and nobody bit.
I didn't bite.
Here you go. From
correct. You are involved in the nobody there, Jimmy. Correct. You're included in the nobody.
From Dolphins Wire in USA Today, they did, heading into the bye week for the Dolphins, studs and duds for the 11 games that they've played. So here you go. I think we can all agree, overall number one stud is
Achan.
Devon Achan, you got it. Hasn't mattered if the Dolphins offense as a whole is having a good day or a terrible one. Achan has been productive regardless. He's averaged at least 5 yards per carry in 7 of Miami's 11 games and has reached at least 90 yards of offense in all but 2 performances. The third-year running back is at 900 yards rushing, 370 yards receiving through the first 11 weeks. That puts him fourth in the NFL in yards from scrimmage, behind only Christian McCaffrey, Jonathan Taylor, and Bijan Robinson. That's mm-hmm. pretty good company there for an anemic
elite
offense.
Company.
Yeah. It's becoming increasingly clear that the Miami offense goes through Achan, and he has a real chance at joining Ricky Williams as the only other Dolphins player to record 2,000 yards of offense in a single season. One of the Dolphins' duds this season, from USA Today, the Dolphins' pass rush. I won't give you the whole synopsis, but they said Chop Robinson was finally going to team up with Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips. Zach Sealer was given a monstrous running mate in the 2025 first-round pick in Kenneth Grant. The Dolphins added Matthew Judon to the mix. So it's pretty surprising that only 8 teams have fewer sacks than the Dolphins at this point in the season.
Crazy, because it went from their strength in our minds to one of their biggest weaknesses.
Yeah. You want to guess one of the other studs, a stud designated through the first 11 games?
Wow. Riley Patterson.
I was waiting.
It is not. It is not. He did not make the cut. The guy hasn't hit a 50-yard or more field goal.
Doesn't matter. He's one of the most efficient kickers in the NFL.
Yeah, but again.
Oh, goodness. I was joking. Don't do it. Don't let him bait you.
All right.
I'm not going to let him bait me.
Jordan
Brooks leading the league in tackles.
Jordan Brooks is one of the studs. Obviously, they say, with the 49ers' Fred Warner out for the year, there's an argument to be made that the league's current best inside linebacker is suiting up in Miami. When the Pro Bowl, this is at the end of it, when the Pro Bowl rosters are announced near the end of the season, I'd be shocked if Brooks didn't earn a spot. Another stud that they have is Jalen Waddle, who has done very well, exceedingly well. And then another stud they have is Aaron Brewer, the center.
He missed a lot of games.
Yes, but, and it says Brewer's path to a Pro Bowl nod is probably tougher, but it wouldn't be underserved. With inexperienced players to his left, backups to his right, Brewer's anchored a Dolphins offensive line that has managed to create running room anyway. Miami puts Brewer out in space as much as any center in the league, and he's thrived in the role. Now, a couple of duds. Let me see if there's any other studs that I'm missing.
Paul? Have you mentioned Patrick Paul?
He is not on there.
Wow.
Why? You'd call him a stud for the season?
I would. Yeah. Mm. I think he's had to play against the worst, at one point, the worst guard in the history of the game at one point, and now one of the worst guards in Jonas Savaitinai in the NFL. Again, a rookie. I'm not saying he'll be horrible, but having to play next to somebody like that and still maintain a level of stability that people are celebrating you this season, I would categorize that as a stud. And outside of Aaron Brewer, name me another person that has played on the Dolphins' offensive line over the past couple seasons that you feel as confident in performing as Patrick Carr.
Right. Again, feeling confident in someone, though, and saying they're having a good season, I'm not certain puts them at the echelon of after 11 games going, that guy's been a stud.
You're right. My bar.
The bar is low.
I put the bar very low. Yeah. That's a good point.
You're saying I'm not scared of him to be in the game. That's
right.
Not a stud.
Right. Right. Couple of the duds. Tua Tagovailoa is a dud. For most of Tua's career, the issue has been injuries. He dealt with multiple concussions, bounced back to lead the NFL in passing yards in 2023. Tua missed six games last year, but had the league's best completion percentage, and the Dolphins had a 6-5 record with him in the starting lineup. This year has been different. Tua's healthy, but has simply struggled to be efficient and a winning starter. He leads the NFL in interceptions, isn't far from the league lead in fumbles, and has blown opportunities to win games late. While he's had some good performances, Tua ranks near the bottom of the league in just about every quarterback metric, and the Dolphins are a few games below 500 in part because of that. And I think we all agree on that. Another dud that they have listed, speaking of Jonas Savaitinai, the 2025 rookie class. Mm-hmm. This is what they write. A week before the 2025 NFL draft, then general manager Chris Greer told reporters that the Dolphins had to pick players who would be immediate contributors. We're going to need NFL-ready players, Greer said. There's no like, hey, let's hope this guy is ready. These guys are going to be forced into play, and that's a good thing. Expecting those draft picks to be Pro Bowlers would have been unfair. But the Dolphins rookies haven't just been below average. They've been some of the NFL's most ineffective players. With six games left to play, first-round pick Kenneth Grant's 41.7 grade from Pro Football Focus ranks 180th out of 207 NFL defensive linemen. Second-round pick Jonas Savaitinai's 28.8 grade ranks 296th out of 297 offensive linemen. The good news is that both Grant and Savaitinai are showing signs of improvement, and it's a positive that all eight of Miami's draft picks have earned playtime. But the Dolphins didn't find the instant impact and NFL readiness that would have helped them win in the trenches earlier this year.
Yep.
I agree with everything but them earning playing time. They didn't earn playing time. Your roster was set up where they had to play.
Yeah, that's you're actually right. They didn't earn playing time. There was no alternative. Like Jonas Savaitinai didn't blow everyone away in practice, and they said, you know what, we've got to elevate him to starter. Like, that's what he was picked to do.
Hey, guys, we're going to play this game with four linemen. We're just not going to have a guard this game. Yeah, come on.
And then the final dud, Zach Sealer. Back-to-back 10-sack seasons earned Sealer a hefty raise from the Dolphins a month before the season began. It's safe to say at this point that he won't be extending that streak to three straight double-digit sack years. Through 11 games, Sealer has one sack and four quarterback hits. In the 2023 and 24 seasons, he had a combined 41 quarterback hits. The issue, according to coaches, is a lack of cohesion with his new teammates on the Dolphins' defensive line and Sealer's attempts to overcompensate for the rookie lineman. Steady improvements from Kenneth Grant have led to better play from Sealer in recent weeks, but the Dolphins didn't give him $64 million just to not be a liability. Sealer needs to get back to making the kind of plays that swing games in the Dolphins' favor.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The fact that they brought up sacks and then said he's compensating for his fellow next to him, that doesn't make any sense. You're rushing the quarterback. The run plays make sense. I know Kenneth Grant's going to get rooted up out of here and thrown into the sideline. Let me cheat his way. But when you're playing the pass, you just have to whoop the guy in front of you, and he's not whooping single blocks. That's what's going on with him.
Yeah, lack of cohesion is a good way to put it with the rookie. The reality is he played with Christian Wilkins two seasons ago, who got all the pressure, and he ate as his partner. And then last year we thought, okay, he's going to be the number one. You didn't have to pay Christian Wilkins. And he got Calais Campbell playing 40 years old, the best season of his career out of his mind. And he still got to be the next best guy next to him. Now he's the best guy.
So you're saying it's easier to cohesion when you have better players around you.
The cohesion's not cohesioning when you've got Kenneth Grant next to you.
Yeah.
You know who's cohesion in his ass is those offensive guards are cohesion exactly. To him the entire play.
All right, let's get a look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
By the way, I do love Zach Sealer. Great guy, but
yeah. I put it to the chatters on the YouTube stream, which 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored was better? Studs and duds of the season so far, or the gridiron and the history of the gridiron and the hash marks? I'm just curious. I don't know. I am a little bit fascinated by what you've brought up.
Well, I'll send you the segment and listen.
Well, that's fine. I don't know. I got the idea.
Hawk, you know, anybody can read an article.
True.
And I'm not hating
on what you did.
I thought that was a great segment.
Right. But that was easy and lazy on my part. I just read someone else's work.
Crowder's hating. Like, I prepared class for a history lesson.
So you thought of that in the morning? Like, hey, I wonder why it's called the gridiron, so I'm going to do some research and find out?
I read it on the toilet. I was taking a poop, and I said, why is it called the gridiron? I don't know why, genuinely.
It was 40 minutes, Hawk.
It wasn't 40.
Well, that seems excessive.
40 minutes of gridiron
that
talk.
That seems excessive.
They play the Bulls tonight at 8 p.m.
You know what the line is?
I have not checked because I figured you'd ask. I don't check Hard Rock Bet anymore.
Yeah.
Because
no, that makes sense.
I don't want to ruin the game. But it's a cup game.
Oh. In Chicago.
East Group C at the United Center.
Bam is playing,
but Wiggins and Nico Jovic are not, and Tyler's not making his return.
Boozy, Vooch, Giddy, Herter, Kobe White.
As of the 2:30 injury report, I haven't seen any major injuries for the Bulls.
Bulls 4.5 favorites.
Solana?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Bulls 5.5.
Bulls are 2.5-point favorites.
Okay.
Norman Powell dropped 17 in the fourth. We got action.
His over-under is 25.5 tonight. That is a lot of points, man. He opened the season at like 19.5 was his regular over-under.
He's going to go over. By the way, Kobe White is questionable for this game, but everybody else that plays is good to go. Man, you guys have Zach Collins on your team, too. I forgot about that.
Norm looks around and says, hey, I better score in the fourth or we're going to lose this damn game.
Wow, Matas Buzelis down to 14.5 at even money.
You know why?
Because he can't get the over. I keep getting burned with the over on him. I'm going down the Matt Mervis route with home runs that I'm doing now with Buzelis overs.
It's because he's going to get locked up tonight by Bam. He's going to get locked up by Khalil Ware. He's going to get locked up by Jaime Hawkins Jr.
All right,
Jr.
you just talked me into it.
Tonight.
Big money. Matas Buzel is over at even money. Let's go. A little boozy
vert. Where it locks people up.
Well, try dunking over him. Try shooting over him. You can't.
I don't think you've seen Matas Buzelis' work.
Well, we've got Baby Wemby, Hawk. Mm. We've got Baby Wemby. I like Bam over 3.5 assists tonight, by the way. I saw it was at 3.5. I like that.
Hey, tell Spo we have Baby Wemby because I don't think he knows.
Yeah, you know, Crowder, some people get replaced in the starting lineup. They consider it a demotion. Kalel Ware is mature enough that he doesn't view it that way.
he enjoys getting demoted. That's good. I like those confident players.
Josh Giddey double-double, minus 275.
Crazy.
Vucci Main, minus 140. Then you've got Bam, even money, plus 100 for a double-double. Mm. Pigeon, plus 140 for a double-double.
Pigeon.
It's a great nickname. Boozy, plus 1,500, double-double. That's not bad.
Yeah, yeah, bet that, Hawk. That's a good bet.
That's not
sure.
bad.
Yeah, no, for
that's
sure.
A terrible
spend your money
bet.
On that. What? Spend your money on that, all right. For sure.
You don't see the way that he gets other people involved.
Okay, we'll see tonight.
What's Boozy's average this season?
On rebounds?
No, like his on everything.
I'll look it up right now.
14-5-1.
Yeah, that double-double's looking good.
I think it's 14. Well, if you add rebounds and assists, you're close.
14-5-1.
Yeah. But that's Billy Donovan's fault, to be quite honest, if you really want to go deep. Yeah.
Don't do this anymore. Sylvie revealed to me what you've been doing.
Nah, you didn't hear him right.
Hawk, did you hear? He's just a young kid that didn't want to go to school, and he's trying to figure out basketball right now. That's what Sylvie said.
Not what he said.
Boozy's their Nico Jovic. Truthfully, it's what he is. Like, uber talented, but it's untapped potential.
Stop it. Yeah. That's insulting.
That's their Nico Jovic.
Yeah, Nico Jovic been in the slam dunk contest last year in a row.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. was in the slam dunk contest. I don't see you fawning over Triple J.
Did you watch him last season?
I will say, Buzelis shoots just below 50%, 48%. He takes 4.5 threes a game. He's shooting 40% from three. Those are impressive numbers, Hawk. I'll give it to you.
How about Giddey? 20, 10, and 10.
No, he's balling. Yeah. He's hooping.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He probably wouldn't start at the Heat, but yeah, he's
no, Buzelis is better than Nico Jovic because Nico Jovic is an 8-4-3 guy.
Yeah, come on. I scoff at that. I scoff at that. What was he? What was Boozy? 15? 15?
15-4-1.
Yeah,
Jovic is 8-4-3.
Yeah.
No, Jovic is having a terrible season this year. He is. But I'm comparing
them.
When
was his good season?
Well, he hasn't had his breakout season just yet. But I'm comparing them in terms of their size, their skill set, and what people expect from them. Heat fans and the Heat clearly expect Nico Jovic to be a regular NBA starter with low star potential. And I think Boozy, that's what they expect. Somebody who can be a perennial all-star in this league if he is able to get to his full potential.
If Billy Donovan would play him. It's all it comes down to.
Jovic broke out last year for 10-4-3.
Oh, he's having an off season?
Yeah, this is bad.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Billy Donovan is shadow banning Matas Buzelis. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand what's going on there.
I mean, Matas is a young dude.
I know
that doesn't know what he's doing.
No, that's not true. How dare you?
Are you the dumb out of towner that old boy was talking about?
I'm just dumb. I'm the dumb in towner.
The Hurricanes play at Virginia Tech tomorrow, noon kickoff. Tough place to play. Is that Lane Stadium that the Hokies play at? Right, Crowder? Lane Stadium. You ever play there? No.
The who?
Okay. I mean, it's like the best entrance in college sports. Maybe the best entrance in sports where they play Enter Sandman and everybody's jumping up and down.
Isn't that only night games?
No.
I thought that was like night primetime game.
No, that's every game.
No, that's
Well, it ain't going to look
Mariano
like that tomorrow
Rivera.
Afternoon at noon. I'm telling you, it ain't going to look – and it is one of the best entrances. It ain't going to look that way at noon tomorrow.
I think it is. You know? I think it is. Miami comes to town. They can spoil the Canes' slim chances. They stink, but that play still gets slammed. Call Clay Ferreiro, proud Hokie.
Is he a Hokie?
He's a Hokie.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Is a Hokie – doesn't that make the sound like a turkey? What's a Hokie?
It's a turkey. It's a
is
bird.
It a turkey?
It's
yeah,
a bird.
Yeah, the mascot is a turkey.
That's it.
Right? Isn't that a Hokie?
Yeah. How'd you pull up the Virginia Tech mascot sound effect so quickly?
Hokie is another name for a turkey?
I think
the mascot is a turkey. It's like the mascot's a big turkey.
I think a Hokie is a family of the turkey.
Oh, the Hokie bird. Mm-hmm. A turkey-like character.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is there an actual bird called a Hokie, or is that just they just created... Oh, the word Hokie came from a new cheer written by students in 1896 for the school, then called Virginia Agricultural and Mechanical College. The original cheer included lyrics. We should give this to DVJ. Hokie, hokie, hokie high. Did you know that was their cheer? Because it says it's still used today. Hokie, hokie, hokie high.
That's terrible. So don't get anybody going.
Hokie, hokie. Well, listen, you're at 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a dollar. I mean,
did you get goosebumps? Did everybody get goosebumps?
I think I got the flu. The Hokie bird is the official mascot of Virginia Tech. It's a turkey-like bird that evolved from the fighting gobblers that first appeared in its current form in 1987. That's actually, I believe, a cool name. The Fighting Gobblers. I think that's one of the categories that Jimmy has on OnlyFans.
I'll check that out. Write that down.
Fighting Gobblers.
Oh! Hey, gobblers. Your name Hokie by chance.
There's a stuffing joke in here somewhere.
Right, yeah, there's a bunch.
Any of you guys see, by the way, Inter Miami plays FC Cincinnati on Sunday at 5 p.m. Any of you guys see the Selly Miles Turner hit last night after he hit a big three for the Bucks?
Mm-mm.
He plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. He's a Buck. He hit a three, and he delivered the three antlers as he was walking back.
Kind of funny.
I'd never seen that before. It's perfect. And I was just thinking to myself,
mm-hmm.
You know, NFL players, you guys, one big play throughout the game, you guys drop a Selly Crowder. NBA mm-hmm. players, they hit any shot at any point in the game. You got the three antlers. You got the three goggles.
Mm.
Why don't we drop sellies after funny jokes or good segments?
Okay. Well, I'm going to do the...
Like, my weather report's coming up now. I deliver a perfect weather report. I just hit you with the three goggles right after.
All right. Well, we'll never see that.
Physical on radio?
I'm going with the gobble.
Well, I thought, you know, you do a really good commercial read, Hawk. You hit us with the Cam Ward.
All right.
The Cam Ward Selly.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay.
I like it.
Crowder, anytime you don't phlegm up throughout the show, you do the chop.
Yes. No, mine is...
I saw, speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't know if this is their city jerseys or whatever, Cream City.
Cream City.
So what is that? Because I'm like an hour and a half out of Milwaukee where I grew up, but what is Cream City? That has to do with... cheese and dairy, I'm guessing?
No, they invented cream soda.
No.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee Bucks did? Terry Cummings?
No, the city of Milwaukee invented cream soda.
No, they didn't.
So why they're known as Cream City.
Why is Milwaukee called Cream City? Is it for dairy? Because obviously, like, Green Bay is cheese heads.
Yeah, they have a...
Milwaukee's called Cream City because its 19th century buildings were constructed using a distinctive, locally sourced brick with a creamy golden yellow flavor. This unique brick was made from clay deposits rich in calcium and magnesium and became so dominant in the city's architecture that it gave the city its enduring nickname, Cream City.
I literally, and again, I grew up an hour and a half from Milwaukee. I have never heard them referred to as Cream City till I saw the jerseys today on Twitter.
Yeah. The bricks had a flavor?
A color, I believe he said.
A creamy color.
He said flavor.
No, a creamy color.
Okay.
They were known as Cream City Bricks.
Huh.
Hmm,
how about that? I learned something new today.
Talk cash rule everything around me.
dollar bill, y'all.
Your weather in South Florida, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. That is your weather.
Many people saying that you did say flavor, so there is no, you've got to take your celly back.
Take your celly back.
Mm. Take the celly back.
Okay.
You said cream bricks with a great flavor.
That's another one of Jimmy's categories, Cream City. All right.
Yeah.
Well, now we just sound like a show that has Tourette's. And we got to rethink this idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, good idea. Lee Sterling is going to join us in the next segment. We'll have some college football winners for us, hopefully, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Khalil?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Lee is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. We're up against it time-wise, and I believe Lee does about 1,000 radio stations today, so he's up against it time-wise as well. So let's see if we can get some winners. FSU plays tonight, Lee. I believe they are 6.5-point road favorites at NC State. We just saw NC State last week.
Yep, and NC State... got some real problems, pass defense. But Florida State, not much of a passer. This line's moved up to like 6.5 points here. FSU's had trouble on Friday nights, as we know, Virginia. So I don't think C.J. Bailey's going to have two bad games in a row. I think he was tight last week playing in front of the home folks. Wrong team favored. Florida State goes down to NC State here, 30-26.
Wow. I was not expecting that because I watched that quarterback last week and I was like, yeah, what's going on here? He had a lot of hype and nothing seemed to be panning out for him.
No. And Lee, quickly, with the college football playoff crap, and if they lose, their percentages go down and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Do you take that into any account or you're just watching the game analytically? Does that mean anything?
Well, what we're finding out is they're usually adding a couple points. Teams like Miami, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, BYU, Utah, you're going to have to pay probably an extra 2.5 points if you want to back them. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep. How about the Canes? They are 18.5 point favorites tomorrow at Vatek.
Vatek's probably going to show James Franklin on the screen five times. That might be the only thing that they're going to be screaming about. One of the worst run defenses. In fact, they've given up over 240 yards in three of the last four games on the ground. 12 touchdown rushes. Miami's going to run all over them. They got four guys coming back, four starters. So I think Fletcher will play some here. I like Miami here. Think they win this game here 45-20.
All right. How about the FIU Panthers? Solana's FIU Panthers trying to become bowl eligible. Yep. They're a half-point favorite hosting Jacksonville State tomorrow at 3:30.
You know what? It's not going to end in a tie. Caden Creel, quarterback. What do you think of when you think of Caden Creel?
Never heard of him.
I'm not certain which team he's on.
The not only person I've ever – so, you know my background, having daughters. Ready for this? Gavin Creel, maybe the most famous person with that last name. He was a Broadway actor.
Oh,
he
I was thinking the lead in Book of Mormon. Thinking the captain of Love Boat.
Oh, that's right. Of that's course, right, Gavin. Yeah.
That's Gavin McLeod, though. Yeah.
He was good. You're dating yourself there.
56 on Monday. I can't help. I think I've already been dated. I think I've been carbon dated.
All right. So they have Jacksonville State. They're undefeated in conference, 6-0. Next week they play Western Kentucky, who's 6-1. I think this is a sandwich game. Get ready. Get ready, Solana. Get that tape out. We're going to become bowl eligible, the bowling. FIU Panthers here. They win 26-24. Also, it looks like Jenkins might be able to play. He's been practicing this week, their quarterback.
I don't think they're going to make the change, though. This Joe Pisanski, I'm not even kidding. Unbelievable, Lee. Look unbelievable.
You have
Joe
got
P.
Solana excited.
I thought you were going to say serviceable.
No. I'm telling you. Unbelievable, this Joe
it's good.
P. Unbelievable.
All right. Let's out of time here. Let me give you one more. Crowder's Florida Gators, 3.5-point home dogs to number 20 Tennessee tomorrow night at 7:30.
Last time Tennessee won in the Swamp, 2003. Coach was Philip Fulmer. Quarterback was Casey Clawson.
Wow.
Been a house of horrors in the Swamp form here. This Gator team, whatever they had left, they shot it first half last week. They died in the second half, and I don't think Ole Miss played well here. What are you going to say before I make my prediction?
I played in that game. Jabari Davis was the running back. I had a bunch of tackles. We still got ass whooped.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe that's why they lost that game. You played in that game here. Yes, Gators are going down
we
here.
We just handicapped it.
Tennessee wins 34-24, and the Gators move to 3-8.
How about that? Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. He's got Florida losing to Tennessee. He's got FIU becoming bowl eligible, Solana. He's got the Canes covering at Vatek, and he's got NC State. You have him outright over FSU tonight. Outright over FSU tonight.
Yep.
Follow Lee on Twitter at Paramount Sports. Thank you, Lee. Have a great weekend.
Okay. See you guys.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.